Vacaville, I don't care where it's at. That is a feather to put in your cap, and a very impressive win for Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart home or away as they take down Deckerville by 10 points.
Owen Gage at Peck. Owen Gage 1-1, so is the Peck Pirates.
How can I forget that one?
Yeah.
How can you forget that one? So Owen Gage come off a tough loss. Don't know enough about Peck, but I'm rooting for Owen Gage in this one. Coach Gibbard, a friend of mine, and I'm rooting for him to win this game. So I'm going to take Gibbard to get his win on the road tonight.
North Huron at Bay City All Saints. Bay City All Saints 0-2 on the season.
Yeah, North Huron's got a pretty good team. Their only loss is going to come to Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart. I think North Huron is just got too much talent on that team. Bay City All Saints, not so much. Take North Huron.
Moving on, of course, Flint International 0-2. Kingston, perhaps one of the hottest teams in the area, 2-0.
Absolutely. They got playmakers all over the place. Flint International clearly not recovered, rebuilding like they wanted to, reloading maybe, so to speak, from last year. Kingston, like I said, on fire. Take Kingston.
Moving on, Morris 2-0, Mayville 2-0 in Mayville tonight.
All right, Morris has already beaten Deckerville this year, I believe, so I'll take Morris pretty confidently in that game.
Genesee 2-0 against New Haven Merritt 1-1.
Yeah, Genesee's off to a nice start. New Haven Merritt, I'm going to pick for the upset. I like the home team here.
Moving on to our final eight-player game, Caseville Eagles hosting the Burton Madisonians, who are both 1-1.
Yeah, both 1-1, so I always will always have a soft spot for the local team. Give me Caseville at home.
And, of course, our only game not in NCTL crossover action, Lawrence, on the road at Wyoming Tri-Unity, who's 2-0 on the season.
Right, all the way in Wyoming. That's a long travel.
Yes, it is.
Which is good for Lawrence. But Lawrence, not quite their year. I think Lawrence falls to 0-3.
Moving on to 11-player football. In the Greater Thumb crossover game tonight, Marlette on the road, coming off a big victory over Harbor Beach in overtime, taking on the Cass City Redhawks.
Certainly makes this game a lot more interesting, but I still think Cass City has enough firepower in that team to hold off Marlette, and I still think Cass City is one of the few teams that can beat Lakers around here. So give me Cass City in a tough one, though, against Marlette.
And the other 12 teams in the Greater Thumb Conference, all in divisional play. We start in the West. Bad Axe at Lakers. Bad Axe coming off a big win over Vassar. We're there to witness that one. And they're going against the 2-0 Lakers.
Very impressive showing for Bad Axe, but the big plays won't come so easily against that Laker defense. Bad Axe showing they have some firepower if you're not careful. I think Bad Axe can put up a few points in this game. I don't know if the defense is good enough to stop that Lakers offense. I think Lakers will win. Might be close early, but Lakers will pull away towards the end.
Caro at USA. USA looking for that first victory of the season.
Yeah, and I think they get it. I think they win by a couple scores. Caro, not as impressive as I think they could be. USA gets on the board. That team has showed me enough in week one against a tough, ugly team that they can go ahead and get win number one tonight.
And also another team looking for their first victory of the season. The Vassar Vulcans on the road taking on the 1-1 Reese Rockets.
Reese is still trying to improve to get a little better. Vassar absolutely obliterated by Bad Axe last week. I fully expect Reese to win this game.
Moving on in the Greater Thumb East now. The Harbor Beach Pirates hosting the KPAC Tigers, who are 0-2 on the season.
Just what the Pirates needed. A game like this where they can gain a little confidence. I think they'll score a bunch of points, win handily, and sort of get things going in the right direction again.
Memphis at 1-1, Brown City at 1-1, who just lost to Sandusky last week.
Now, when's the last time Memphis was 1-1 after 2 weeks? That's an improvement for them. Brown City, though, I still think wins this game. A little bigger, more physical team. Brown City wins.
And, of course, the game in front of us, the Ubley Bearcats against the Sandusky Redskins. And our experts have their picks in already for the night. Both two picking Ubley. Two picking Sandusky.
Just going to say, you know it's going to be a great game when all four of us are split right down the middle. Two on one side, two on the other.
And it guarantees that I will not win in week number three.
Well, that's our overall goal, Clark. You know that.
Yes, of course. I'm sure that's what it is. Yeah, did it on purpose indeed. It's time for a short break. We are 30 minutes away from kicking off week number three, the second week of divisional play in the Greater Thumb Conference, right here on the WLW Sports Network. When we return, we'll take a look at the Ubley Bearcats on right here on Sports Radio 102.1.
At Sure. One of the common questions we get is, why is this place so different, and in a good way? It could be because of our primary care clinics in Sebring, Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and in the future, Bad Axe. It could be because one of our three senior living communities, or maybe one of our four pharmacies, or the fact that our Ready Care clinic is open 362 days a year, our hospital is rated the cleanest in the state of Michigan, or that we provide school clinics for Lakers in Caseville schools. That's great and all, but that's not why. It's the people. At Sure, we care. We listen. We want to understand your needs so we can provide the best care possible. Our cast of nearly 500 Sure teammates live here in your community to take care of your community. It's really that simple. So if you want to experience what it truly means to be Sure, visit one of our many locations or go to sure.org. And if you're Sure already, thank you. It's an honor that you entrust us with your health and wellness. So say it with me. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
For all your new or additional grain storage and handling facility needs, contact DS Services of Cass City, your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Call DS Services for anything, from a minor repair to site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility. They maintain a huge replacement parts inventory, provide millwright services, and their three truck and all-terrain cranes with certified operators can handle many truss jobs or other lifting needs. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318.
Your number one Thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Denny King here, the King of Cars at Moore Motorsport, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Carroll. Making deals happen with the lowest prices possible is what we do here at Moore Motors. We have the largest new car selection in the entire Thumb. And if we don't have it, then we'll get it from another dealer at no extra cost to you. Customer service is the biggest reason our customers come back time and time again. You won't get a better sales experience anywhere else. So come see us today in Carroll at Moore Motors or visit us on the web at themooreautogroup.com.
The American farmer has always been a respected symbol of our country's values, and no one exemplifies the spirit of America more than our Thumb area farmer. Hi, I'm Leanne Schutte, an agricultural and commercial loan officer at Bayport State Bank. As a farmer's wife, I have seen firsthand how farms have changed over the years. Farms have gotten larger, the equipment more complex, input costs continue to rise, and that's where Bayport State Bank can help. We can help you devise a plan that works for you in your farm or business. Whether it's a short-term loan or a long-term business relationship, think of Bayport State Bank, your community bank. The staff and directors of Bayport State Bank would like to thank Thumb area farmers for their dedication and wishes our farmers a plentiful harvest this season.
Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe, member FDIC.
D&M Cabinet Shop has beautiful outdoor cabinetry for you. WeatherStrong Outdoor Cabinetry is waterproof and weather-resistant, with three beautiful colors for you to choose from, four stylish door designs, and an array of handles. Your outdoor cabinets will be able to withstand anything Mother Nature can throw at them. Pounding rain, hot summers, or even snowy winters are no problem. Call D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth today to order your weather-strong outdoor cabinetry.
Hi, this is Doug. D&M Cabinets has provided quality cabinets for over 30 years. You can reach me at 989-479-9271 or stop in the shop at 5230 Purdy Road.